Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. So glad you're listening in. Tuesday night's our training call night, and it is Tuesday, June 28th, and got an awesome, awesome crown speaker tonight for our 10 minutes of awesome. She's a crown from Florida, Kelly Bono, and she'll be on in just a moment. And what I want to do is make a couple of announcements before we get tonight's call started, and also want to give away a ticket to convention. So I hope that you got your convention ticket, that you've been...
Yes.
Oh, I hope you've been... Yeah, so I hope that you've got your convention ticket. I hope that you're, you know, enrolling new PLC members, and if so, you better listen closely here in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to give away a ticket. But before we do that, I want to make an announcement that part three of our Super Amino 23 series of calls that's been happening every Wednesday night with our owner and founder, David Sandoval, bringing back Dr. Luca Moretti, who is the creator of the Super Amino 23 product. So those have been very popular calls on Wednesday night. So please make sure that you're listening in tomorrow night. And for those who follow Dave on Facebook, you may be aware that his retreat that he is his personal home, but also he uses for lots of Purium business, got dangerously close to a very bad fire. And thankfully, all of the structures are in place. So a bit of damage, but not too bad. And so thanks for everybody putting their prayers out for Dave and his beautiful home and his beautiful place. So good news there for sure. And I'm expecting Dave will be on the line tomorrow night with Dr. Moretti. So looking forward to that call, and tomorrow night I will be in Boulder, Colorado, just down the road from my home, and we're going to be doing a healthy happy hour that's going to be lots of fun. We call it the Purium Office. It's in all green walls in a fantastic location, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so please join me, and we got a special guest, Dr. Lawrence Conlin, who's a very well-known chiropractor here in the Boulder area, so if you know anybody in Colorado, invite them over to Boulder. It's 7464 Arapahoe Avenue, just outside of downtown Boulder. So take a look at your email blast, and you'll see that invitation. And lots of events going on. So you know, try to listen to your listen to these conference calls. Look at your email blast, and stay up to date on the corporate calendar. We added some new corporate staff. I'm really excited about. So you'll be seeing more and more information, more events, and more sharing as we come out of convention. So speaking of convention, we got you know, more new activities, more new information. So bring your family. We got child care if you want to, you know, to put your kids on the side there for, you know, the learning part of the weekend, and then, you know, bring them out to events. We've got special pricing on different Disney tickets, as well as other things around Orlando. So trying to make this a family event, a business event. It's a write-off expense, and so take full advantage. Orlando is a fantastic family town and a great place to take a business vacation, whether you're a single, a couple, or a family. We want to see you at convention, and what I want to do right now is give away a convention ticket. And, boy, I mean, that's all I've been thinking about here for the last several months, and our corporate team as well. We've got so many amazing things to launch a convention. I mean, this is going to be a different type of convention than we've done the last couple of years. I mean, it is packed full of amazing tools and programs, and I can't share any more, but I can tell you that if you're going to be there, you're going to have a great time. You're going to get a tremendous value in education. We're going to do some giveaways and all kinds of fun things, and you're certainly going to be the first to hear about lots of good stuff. So looking forward to seeing everybody in Orlando, and I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode, and if you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit *6, and you're going to be going to convention for free. You've already gotten your convention ticket. I know that. That's one of the reasons you were called, and I'm going to put it in the Q&A mode right now. And I'm looking for an executive from New Jersey, and her name is Kristen Talley. So Kristen, *6, and you're going to convention for free. *6, going once, going twice, got to be on the line. *6, Kristen, okay. I'm going to try to give it away one more time. I got a consultant from Florida, Michael and Michelle Higgins. Michael or Michelle, are you on the line, *6? You're going to convention for free. All right. Well, you got to be signed up for convention. You got to enroll a PLC member at least one last week and be on these conference calls. So I'm going to go ahead and put this back into presentation mode. Unfortunately, couldn't give away a ticket tonight. But I can tell you that the convention is going to be fantastic because of what we introduced, but even more importantly, because the people that are going to be there and the energy that's going to be in the room. And one of the people who's going to be bringing the energy, she does wherever she goes. She lights up a room. And I was talking to her earlier, and I was just saying that, you know, I love to do these Tuesday night training calls with our crowns because, you know, all of our crowns have such different personalities, such different gifts, and such different skills. And, you know, I mean, I'm just one person, and I've got my own, you know, set of things that I can share and experiences I can share. But Kelly Bono is just a dynamo, and she lights up a room. She makes things happen, and she does it in a way that's really based on people, really based on support and energy and love and belief. And so she's going to be talking about all those things tonight, and just happy to be sharing the stage here on a Tuesday night training call with Kelly Bono. Kelly, you on the line?
I am on the line. And David, I just want to say thank you so much for letting me be on this call, and you just bring it. Let's give a round up for David Litt. You just always just, hearing you talk, I'm like, oh my gosh, his words are so elegant and they're so graceful and they're just so amazing. And so I hope I can just really, you know, speak from my heart and really just share, you know, what I really want to share, and just hope that, you know, you can feel the love in my heart. I've been kicked off the line a few times. I'm in the mountains traveling to the airport right now. So if I get cut off, I will hop back on. But anyway, I went to Tony Robbins this weekend. Oh, did you want to?
No, go ahead. Perfect.
Okay.
Well, go for it.
Yeah, so I went to Tony Robbins this weekend, and it was totally amazing and life-changing. And so we started out the weekend, and let me just tell you, there was tons of jumping around, hugging each other, high-fiving. We probably gave away 8,000 hugs. But you know what? In hugging people that you didn't know and hugging strangers, you really felt like there was no separation between you and someone else. And, you know, how often in life do we have fear instead of faith, right? We just get so fearful of what someone else is going to say or what someone else is going to do or what someone else is going to think, right, that we start to just not have faith, right? And when we have faith, all of a sudden we just walk out and we walk into our destiny. And so both are intangible, right? Like, fear is not real, and faith is something that you can't see, right? So it's like both are really intangible things, but yet, which one are you going to have to propel you into your destiny? And so what was beautiful about this weekend is as we're jumping up and down, we're high-fiving, and we're really just like connecting on a way that's just so beautiful. It really, you know, came to me that, you know, you can't play full out and love people and have fear in your heart, because when you have fear, it holds us back. We start playing small, right? Because we don't think we're enough. We don't think, you know, like someone's going to say yes to us. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, it's like we are just created, you know, to walk in our destiny and just to know that the creator of the world loves us. So I have this saying, you know, we're all children of God, and we're here to play on his big playground. And I never want to get to a place where I'm so upset on the inside that I take my toys and go home. Because then at the end of the day, I'm the one that's out, you know. And let me just tell you guys that Tony Robbins, with 8,000 people, I had my Purium shaker cup, and everyone was talking about Purium. And we've got little Jenny Love. I call her Jenny Love, Jenny Yummy, Jenny Heartsong, has really just been sharing like crazy in this community. And it was so inspiring for me to be here at Tony Robbins, and I have my Purium shaker cup, and everyone is coming up to me and asking me, oh my gosh, I've done that cleanser. Oh my gosh, I love that product. And sure enough, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, how did you hear, you know, Jenny Heartsong. So it's like, you know, one person can create the movement. One person is the voice. And it was just so beautiful. And instead of, you know, where some people can really get upset with that, like, oh man, no, at the end of the day, no, she is literally littering the world with gift cards and love, and she's creating such a movement. And I'm so excited, because here's the thing, you know, the more people that hear about what we're doing, because what we're doing is revolutionary. We are like the best kept secret in wellness. No one really even knows about us. They really don't even know what's happening. They just don't even, you know, really fully understand yet what we're about. And we're going to be the ones that get to usher this movement. And we get to do it with a $50 gift card and spreading love, which is what no one else in the industry is doing. So that's a really big thing is, you know, getting out and really seeing people just really, you know, like hearing from, you know, staff and everyone like, oh, my God, that's that cleanse. I've heard about it. Oh, my God, I did it. I was so excited. I was, like, so giddy because I know that, oh, my gosh, Jenny is planting seeds today that even I'm going to reap from. And so that's really beautiful. Like, she's, like, out there littering the world. And, you know, you do that. Like, when there's a movement going on and you litter and you start telling people, you know, you're not going to pick up everybody that you littered, but you're going to plant the seed that someone else might plant the seed that someone else might plant the seed. And it might take 10 seeds to get planted, but finally when that person comes up and it might be you that comes up and someone says, oh, my gosh, I have just heard about this over and over and over and over again. So maybe this is now my moment that I'm supposed to do this. And so, you know, what's so neat is we have an opportunity, you know, really to play full out and walk in destiny. And I just cannot say enough, you know, fear and love cannot live in the same house. So there's an exercise, you know, and I know this is a little off from, like, you know, what David does. But if you can put your hand over your heart right now and just close your eyes. And this is an exercise that was taught to us, and it's just so beautiful, and it makes me want to cry just thinking about it. But anytime someone wants to say no to you or give you a belief that you're not good enough or you're not enough, or maybe you were told when you were a child, you know, like something deep-seated stuck, and it shouldn't have stuck, and I want you to just put your hand in your heart and just say, I'm grateful, and name all the things that you're grateful for. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for this amazing company. I'm grateful for the people in my life. I'm grateful that I have a gift card to hand out. I'm grateful that I get to give love. I'm grateful that I get to be a part of this planet. I'm grateful for the air in my lungs. I'm grateful that I can see and that I can hear. I'm grateful for my child. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the flowers. I'm grateful for the mountains I'm getting to look at right now. And just really breathe that in, because when we start to be gratitude, anger has to go. Resentment has to go. Fear has to leave. Fear and love cannot live in the same house. And so when we're able to live in that space of gratitude and love, and it's a choice, you know what I mean? It's a choice. What I choose to focus on immediately can change my state. So immediately, if I were to think that the world does not work for me, what is the world going to show up for Kelly Bono, right? And after Tony Robbins, you know, he's getting through these core beliefs that we have about the world. And I realized I had that the world was like, there was an inner belief. I didn't even know I had it, but there was an inner belief that life was hard. Well, if I believe that life was hard, and let me tell you, you know, I've had three life births, I've had three stillborns, you know, I've had a sick child, I've had, you know, really extraordinary things happen in my life, and I didn't even know that that belief was in there. But having that belief of life was hard, even though it was like deep, 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 deep down there, that I didn't even know it was there. But knowing that now, it was like, oh my gosh, what a stupid belief, right? I got to replace that with, like, life is easy and effortless and beautiful, and everybody wants to play, you know, and, you know, in my sandbox with my toys, you know, because everyone loves me, and really, like, owning that and knowing that, because, you know, we all have beliefs. We've been shaped by our beliefs, and some of our beliefs are really not serving us in our destiny, right? If say, you know, I've heard people say network marketing is just not for me. What? Wait, what? This is the entrepreneur. This is the wave of the future. The future is looking like, you know, who wants to go and I don't mean this in a bad way, you know, really hear this, but who wants to go and build someone else's dream, right, and be told what hours they have to be and go, and if they don't apply by their rules, they're gone, right? Like who wants to be a part of that? I mean, and it has its place. I love it. There's a certainty to it that's beautiful, but there's something that's really exciting about being able to build your own future and your own dream, and the sky is the limit. And you have your destiny in your hands. And so what I really have come to know and believe is true, if you know with absolute certainty that this is going to work, then I can tell you with absolute certainty for you that it will. And so many of us are saying, you know, I hope this works. I will try it. And I'm going to tell you with that vocabulary, with absolute certainty, it is going to be a hope and a try for your future. Right? Would you want to ever marry someone that says, I'm going to hope that this works out, I'm going to try and love you? You would be like, no, right? But because we know where we're going, right? We know that this is going to be a beautiful, beautiful company. I mean, we're giving away free gift cards. No one else on the planet is giving away $50 gift cards. No one else is really alkalining the body as quickly as we are. People are really getting superfoods on a cellular level that really, if they went to the world-leading institute, they would be paying $7,000 a week to get what we're doing in a 10-day detox for $239, non-GMO, organic. No one is doing this, you know, dehydrated, not, you know, not heated. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful system. So in my heart, you know, it's like if there's any fear in you right now, you know, put your hand over your heart. Tell yourself that you are so lovable, that the whole world loves you, because guess what? They do. They do. Our Creator loves you. We love you, and we are all one tribe, you know, so there's no side team, no up team, no down team. We are one tribe, and as we can start littering the world with gift cards as one tribe, we are going to start to see the march of a movement that is unstoppable, because remember, 12 changed the world, right? 12 people changed the world, and we are so much bigger than 12. So I'm just so excited to my core. I feel like a little girl, and what was beautiful at the end of the weekend, at the Tony Robbins, and this is what was so powerful, is all of us, you know, we kind of like held hands and we put our, you know, we did this like little like amazing thing, but we knew at the end of the day there were 8,000 people in that room, and even though we were going on to do our own destinies and walk in our own truth, that we had 8,000 people supporting us. And that is beautiful. And as a nation, as people, you know, it comes down to loving each other, whether we're up team, side team, cross team, you know, corporate, you know, in the field, that we are one tribe. And our one tribe is what's going to change the world. And it doesn't matter what team we're on. We all have one goal, and that is to change the world and to change the planet. And together with what we believe in our heart and what we hold in our head, right, because we can think of a bad thought. And I look at it like the Mary Poppins. When we think good thoughts, you know how like in her umbrella she was flying, like she would think good thoughts and they would lift her up. And then as soon as she started to have a negative thought, she would fly back down. And how true is that in life, right? We have a bad day. Someone says no to us. Someone says, you know, I don't believe in what you're doing. Or, oh my gosh, you're a network marketer. Is that a pyramid thing? And all of a sudden we start to take their truth and really start to think about it. And the more we think about it, the more we talk ourselves out of our destiny of walking in faith. And so I just want to tell you, you know, when someone says something that you don't agree with, you love them, you smile with them, and you say, I love you. And then when they walk away, you say, that is not my truth. You know, that is not my truth. I do not believe that. And you tell yourself exactly what you believe, you know, because for me, I'm a people person, so I would never want to say that to someone else's face. Like, I love you, but I don't believe that. So I think till I walked away, but I would make sure that even in my car, whatever it was, that I did not hold their truth to be my truth, because I know where I'm going. I know where my destiny lies, and I know that there are people on this planet that if no one ever shared a gift card with me, I can tell you with absolute certainty my mother would not be on the planet today. If someone would have shared a gift card with me 10 years ago, my daddy would still be on this planet, and I know what it did. It took me from 170 pounds depressed to a beautiful, amazing, empowered woman that's sitting here inspiring you today in a way that I didn't even know was possible. And that is, my friend, the power of one God, the power of faith, and the power of getting living, live foods in our body. And it's so simple. Three simple steps. You know, we share the problem, we give the gift card, and we get the info. And if we all as a tribe just start doing that and just loving on people, and it doesn't matter if they say yes or no, because at the end of the day, they're people, and wherever they're at, we're going to meet them. And if it's not right for them at this time, I'm going to hold so much love that at the end of the day, they're going to want to come back to me because they want more info, because they know that I respected and loved them and held them with high, high, high regard. Because at the end of the day, this might be a huge step. If they're eating sodas every day, if they're having candy at night, if their body's, you know, majorly acidic, even, you know, a 10-day might be too much, but getting on one power shake could change the world, could change their life, could rock their world, could change how they think about food in 30 to 60 days. And so I'm just grateful that David let me speak on this call. I love you guys. You are the voice. You are a force for good, and no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. So I love you.
Nice. Well, Kelly, I'm grateful that you said yes to be on this call. It was really inspiring and lots of good nuggets. And I just wanted to just restate a couple of things that you said that really struck me and that I thought were really powerful and maybe ask you another question or two, so please stay on the line. But, you know, one of the first things that really struck me was this idea of people aren't scary. You know, that when you're hugging people all weekend and, you know, you're letting your guard down and you're being vulnerable and you're, as you say, loving on people and whatever, you realize people aren't scary. It doesn't matter where they come from or who they are, if they're well-intentioned, you know, and you're well-intentioned, that good things are going to happen. And I think that's a great lesson because, you know, sometimes we build up this fear no matter what it is. But oftentimes, you know, it's usually projected in a prospecting situation. But it could be, you know, talking with your upline, talking with your downline, you know, having any kind of conversation. You know, you get this sense of all the worst things and all the fears that can happen. And then I love what you said about this idea that fear and love can't live in the same house. And I think that's a great way of putting it. And, you know, you compared fear and love and fear and faith, and in so many ways, love and faith are the same thing. You know, this idea that, you know, there's a greater power, there's a greater opportunity, there's a greater destiny, you know, and that when you tap into that and you believe in that and you're driven by that and, you know, you focus on that, then good things happen, and there's no question. And, you know, I just love all your energy, the idea of being unstoppable and focusing on belief, and I like what you shared about being, you know, part of one tribe, and you know, that ultimately, you know, I know that the most successful people in our business, when I look around at all the crowns and all the, you know, diamonds and above and all those people, almost to a single person, you know, all of them have a commitment to the mission, and they have a commitment to helping people. And I think that that's why lots of people have come into this business and left, is that, you know, it does take a true commitment because of the culture that we've created to want to help people. And so, you know, we can't help everybody, but we can give everybody the opportunity. And I really appreciate that, you know, that's your energy and that's where, you know, you're coming from. And that's definitely what I got from your training here tonight is, hey, we're going to give everybody the opportunity, but, you know, if they're not willing to take it, or if they're especially trying to tear us down or bring us down, then let it go and keep moving forward. So I want to ask you a question or two, because there was just so much good stuff in there. But, you know, whether this comes from you or whether it comes from what you learned from Tony Robbins this weekend, you know, obviously there's, you know, this idea of belief and limiting beliefs. And, you know, the idea of kind of getting rid of limiting beliefs. Is there any thought that you have as you personally try to get rid of some of your limiting beliefs, or anything you learned, you know, from Tony Robbins this past weekend about how do you get rid of limiting beliefs?
Okay, so if you really think about it, a limiting belief is something, and it's a story that you have told yourself. And at the end of the day, we all want, like, love. We're all just, you know, children of God that want love, but it's a story. And when you can unravel the story, like, right, I told myself that, you know, deep in the core, that life was hard. So what is that going to cost me 5 years from now? You know, more pain. What is that going to cost me 10 years from now? Oh my gosh, what is that going to do for my family in 15 years? So I went all the way down the road, all the way till I was 60 of life is hard. And you know what was going to show up? Pain. And I got so certainty about the pain that it was going to cause me if I kept this stupid belief in my life, right? That it was going to be horrific. And I mean, people were crying out, right? Because their pain. And I mean, people could see their children committing suicide because they had a belief that, you know, whatever, they're not worthy or they're unlovable. So people were, the room was an intense amount of pain. But at the end of it, he said to us, now what's, because it's always the opposite. Whatever you really feel like is at that belief, like life was hard, it's really the opposite that's really true. So once I took that belief and I went all the way down the rabbit hole of what it was going to cost me, right? Because when we know the cost, we can change it. And when I unraveled the story and I told myself, oh my gosh, life is so easy. And then I went down that story of what does that look like? That looks like being a multi-million-dollar earner. That means everyone I talk to wants to play in my playground. That means, you know, and it just took me down this beautiful path of me on the mountaintop with my family and enjoying life and creating things and being magical. Then, oh my gosh, right? And in that, you're replacing that limited belief, that old run-out story, with a new story. And, you know, the thing I love is if you have a, this is always true, it's a story. The world is always this way, it's a story. Men are, women are, it's a story. And, you know, a lot of people say if they think that, you know, women are this way and then they're not married, that's why. If men are, you know, mean or men are cruel or men are just out to get me or whatever, if that whatever story you have, it could, and this is bigger than just, you know, your business and pure, and this is life. What is the story that you're telling yourself that's kept you from your dreams? When you really get to it, the reason we don't have something is always because of a story that we've told ourselves, and the story is the lie, right? It was some stupid incident that happened, but we made a story out of it. We put meaning into it, and when we put the meaning into it, that's when all of a sudden the life and the lie started really unraveling, right? Because the truth is, and I say this because it's really heart-wrenching, but I delivered a stillborn, and it was making a choice. You know, the first stillborn I delivered, I made it to God didn't love me, right? Well, that's not the truth, but I made that into the story, and then for a year I was in pain until I had another baby. The second stillborn I delivered, I made it to where I love God, God loves me, it's just what is. And then all of a sudden I noticed that I did not stay in pain. I didn't suffer long with it. I felt God was good whether I have a baby in my arms or not. And all of a sudden, freedom. Here I am walking through the pits of hell with a water gun, feeling extraordinarily joy in the midst of what most people would say would be the ultimate tragedy. So it's a story, and it's what story. You know, a lot of times people have a heartbreak and they say, my heart was ripped open. No, it was just a relationship that didn't work out. You got a beautiful heart that beats inside of you. It's not ripped open. You are whole. You know what I mean? So it's the meaning and the emotion that we attach to the story. So David, I hope that kind of helped. I didn't want to go too long. I know this, but.
It's really powerful. I appreciate you being so open about, you know, your story and how you kind of looked at it one way and looked at it a different way. And I think that's really helpful for people when they have that, you know, that's what leadership is providing a specific example and giving people a path to understand, you know, where to go, what to do. And so I think that, you know, you're listening on to tonight's call, you know, I'm sure that your story is different than Kelly's and different than mine and different than anybody else's. And that's what makes you unique. And so, you know, look for story that you love and the parts of the story that are working out, and look at the parts of the story that are tough for you. Hi, buddy. Kelly.
Oh, I love you.
Look at the parts of the story that are working for you, and look at the parts of your story that are not working for you. And so it's kind of a different way for, you know, to look at your why, to look at your belief level, is to look at it like a story, and as you're telling your story and you're looking back as to what you were hoping and where you were hoping you would be, and you look at, you know, where you are right now, what are the parts that you're most excited about, most proud of, and things that are really working and the things that aren't, and see if you can unravel that story. And as Kelly said, you know, kind of write a new story for yourself and a new dialogue. So very, very powerful stuff. Thanks so much, Kelly, for sharing. And I'm confident that everybody got a lot of good information. And tomorrow night, our community comes together to hear from David Sandoval and Dr. Luca Moretti. So different type of information, but equally good as far as product stuff. So have a great night. And we will see you at convention and hear you on tomorrow night's call. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Love you,
awesome
David.
Awesome stuff. Bye now.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. Okay.